In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It is the Feast of Pentecost, and it is also my last Sunday with you as your rector. So excuse me this morning when I get teary. I know it will happen, I just don't know when. So it's a warning. Pentecost, if there has to be a leave-taking, Pentecost is a wonderful feast day for leave-taking because it's all about endings and beginnings at the same time and the gifts of the Spirit and new life. Several things, themes, stood out for me this week as I thought about Pentecost. Pentecost, the gift of the Spirit to the church, points to community. The Spirit was given to the gathered community for the community and the world, not for individuals. And Pentecost points to mission. The Spirit gave the power to communicate in all the languages. Everyone who was there, they were all there for a huge Jewish festival, so from lots of different languages and nations, and everyone heard Jesus' followers speaking in their own native language. The Holy Spirit gave the church the means to communicate to the whole world. The church was never meant to be an inward-focused group. The church, from the beginning, was always to be focused outside of itself on mission. William Temple, who was the Archbishop of Canterbury during World War II, said this: "The church is the only society that exists for the benefit of those who are not its members." In other words, the church is a missionary society, not a social club. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the great German theologian who was imprisoned by the Nazis and put to death by the Nazis in World War II, wrote from prison, "The church is the church only when it exists for others, not dominating, but helping and serving. It must tell people of every calling what it means to live for Christ, to exist for others." It's so easy for any Christian, for any parish, to lose sight of this reality. It is so easy for any person or any parish to forget the reason for the church. We are God's servants. And God wants us to love our neighbors as ourselves. Nowadays, when people go looking for a church, a lot of times they come in with this idea that this is the question: what can this church do for me? But the real question in parishes that are truly alive with the Spirit is, what can I do for God? I found this quote as I was doing my sermon preparation from James Huntington, Order of the Holy Cross, which speaks to me of Pentecost. He says, "Holiness is the brightness of divine love, and love is never idle. It must accomplish great things. Love must act, as light must shine and fire must burn. That is the message of Pentecost. So I've been thinking for a while, and particularly this week, of experiences and that we've had together in the last 7.5 years where God's love has shown through us. And I thought of a few. You can think of more. I'm just going to mention a few this morning. The Fine Arts Summer Camp, which was a creation of Dee Dee and Manon and I and Rebecca, with a grant from the Diocese of Southwest Florida. We planned that from the bottom up, every single detail of that, and the experience of that, the spirit-filled experience of that, is one of the most powerful experiences in all of my ministry. Particularly the first year of that, when we were able to give the whole thing away, completely free, to neighborhood kids, many of whom who could not have afforded that kind of experience of community, of connection, and of wonderful, wonderful creative arts training. And that camp could not have been done without the volunteers from this parish. We had about 40 people probably volunteer the first year, at least. And we ran that camp for 5 years. Then the ongoing project with Temple Terrace Elementary, our partnership with them, helping them with backpacks and food for children who have no food at home over the weekends, with socks and underwear, and with books for children, many of whom did not own one single book. And that good work is ongoing. Some of us have been advocating for a more just society through hope. And each of us, in our own homes and workplaces and volunteer opportunities and communities, when we have let the love of God flow through us, that is what we are called to do. It's important to get the order right, that so that we are not disordered in our priorities. Evelyn Underhill has written about this, and I know I've quoted her in the past. The order is important. So she says, we are called upon to practice in their fullness the two great commandments: love God and each other. And she says, you can only hope to get the second one right if you are completely controlled by the first. And that will depend upon the quality of your own secret life of prayer, your own secret inner life. As I leave you this week, I pray that all of us and this parish as a whole will become more faithful in prayer. Daily prayer, daily office, weekly Eucharist, and individual devotions. As I leave you this week, I pray that all of us and this parish will become more faithful in mission, reaching out to our neighborhood and surrounding communities more and more. Because Pentecost, the birth of the church, showed us that community and mission are inseparable. Community without mission is a social club. Mission without community is a prescription for burnout. And everything, absolutely everything, depends upon getting the first commandment right. Loving God with your whole heart and soul and mind. Worshiping God with adoration and awe, so that our community and our mission are always grounded in the deep, unfathomable love that can only come from God. And then, if we get our order right, that love can flow through us into the hurting world. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Amen.